If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to But Why, a 10 News First Person podcast where we look at the why behind the news of the day. I'm Sydney Peed. Today we're talking about the Bilawila family who are back in the headlines. To refresh your memories, Nadez and Priya are a couple who were fleeing ethnic persecution of Tamils in Sri Lanka, and they settled in the central Queensland town of Bilawila with their two little girls, Kopika and Tanika. But in 2018, they were put into immigration detention to be sent back to Sri Lanka, and in 2019, theirs became a high-profile case after a last-minute court ruling stopped their deportation. Now the family have been living on Christmas Island for almost 2 years now, and today we've learned that the three-year-old Tanika, who is the youngest daughter, she was put on an emergency medical flight to a Perth hospital where it's understood she's been diagnosed with untreated pneumonia and sepsis. Now I'm joined by George Newhouse. He's a human rights lawyer and also the CEO of the National Justice Project. Hi George, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
George, we've seen that heart-wrenching photo of Tanika in hospital, and it begs the question, just why is this family still in detention almost 3 years after they were taken from their home in Bilawila?
Look, this is a horrific situation for any adult to be placed in, let alone a family with two young children. The only reason that they're in detention is because of our government's intransigence and their quite cruel policy to use individuals, including children, to deter other people from coming to Australia by boat. There is no other reason other than a political deterrence strategy. Our Migration Act has been amended to require anyone without a visa to be incarcerated. But the minister has the power to let the Bilawila family out, but they're choosing not to do so because they want to send a message to the world that if you come to Australia by boat, your lives will be destroyed. And that's what they're doing.
George, can you tell us what the reasons the government are giving, the legal reasons for keeping this family in detention?
The legal reason is this. Priya and Nadez both came to Australia fleeing persecution in Sri Lanka. Now, they came here, they made applications for asylum. Those claims were rejected. And as a result, the government cancelled their temporary protection visas in 2018. Now, once you lose that visa, you are unlawful, and therefore you can be kept in immigration detention indefinitely, well, almost indefinitely, until they remove you from Australia or until they process your applications. But in essence, once you lose a visa, you can be kept in detention indefinitely in Australia. And that's the legal basis for what the government's doing to this family. Now, the government has the choice about where they keep people in detention. There's community detention. They could let the family out into the community under a community detention type visa. They chosen to send them to Christmas Island, which is a remote island in the Indian Ocean, and that's to keep them away from the media, away from people like you and I who were talking about them today, and out of sight and out of mind. It's just inhumane. And I think one of the other reasons they might be keeping them there is to encourage them to leave of their own accord. That's the other strategy that the government uses. They make life in detention so unpleasant that you will leave on your own. And you've seen today that the standard of care is so miserable there that they've had to beg for a medevac for a child who we understand now has pneumonia to be flown to a hospital in Perth.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And just on that, this isn't the first medical emergency this family have had since being on Christmas Island. The mother was flown to Perth in July last year with her own medical issues. What kind of concern do you have about their access to medical care and other human rights issues as far as being on Christmas Island goes?
Well, most Australians are fed a lie by our government. They say, oh, Priya and Nadas and their family are receiving the same standard of care as any other person in Australia. That is not true. From the reports that we're receiving, the family were begging for proper medical treatment and care for their children over the last few days in particular. And instead of taking them to the local hospital, where this issue could have been addressed through, antibiotics, they kept them in detention and provided only the most basic analgesics. Now, that is not the standard of care that people expect in Australia and are entitled to receive. So when the government tells you that, it's not true. And it's all part of the cruel and harsh treatment that people receive in immigration detention. The food's bad, the conditions are bad, the healthcare's bad, and ultimately it's designed to encourage people to leave or not come to this country and seek asylum. That's the whole purpose of this evil scheme.
What do you understand about their legal status at the moment? I understand that it was hinged on their youngest visa approval process. Where are they up to with that? And is there a chance that that will result in them being able to stay?
Priya and Nardes have had their own asylum applications assessed, and they have been refused asylum by our country. However, their youngest daughter did not go through that process. And as a result, they were able to convince a court to hear her case and allow her case to proceed to the minister and to the Department of Immigration. So what's happening now is, although the rest of the family have had their asylum claims rejected, their youngest child is still able to have her claim heard. And while that's happening, the family are being kept together in Australia.
Is that to say that it's just a process of waiting to see if Tanika's application is granted, and how much longer will they have to be in detention before we get a decision either way?
Well, these cases can take years. There are people in our community in community detention who are still waiting for our government to make decisions, and our Department of Immigration and the Minister to make decisions about their immigration status. So at the moment, they're actually waiting for the minister to decide whether even to lift the bar. There's a bar on people who come by boat making an application for asylum here in Australia. And so they're waiting for the minister to decide whether or not their application can go through and be processed. So right now, they're not even considering the merits of the application. The minister is deciding whether he or she will actually let their application proceed. There's a blanket ban on applying for an asylum visa because of the way they arrived in Australia. The family are here in Australia right now on Christmas Island because Tanika's application hasn't been processed. But Tanika's application can't even be processed because the family came by boat, and the minister has to lift the bar in order for that application to even proceed to be processing. Our laws are so tough that you don't automatically get processed in this country without the minister making a separate decision to lift the bar.
We'll have to have our thoughts and prayers with the family and hope that Tanika can make a full recovery to continue fighting for her visa application. George Newhouse, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.